Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional, Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Have an encounter with God Almighty every day, first thing as you wake up. Listen to Turning Point first. Make it a habit, a way of life. God's first in my life. After listening and receiving from Turning Point Audio, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then do a short study from our daily devotional prayer booklet. Read the portion for the day. Pray the prayer also for the day. Then follow the guidelines on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. It's also there. I appeal to all TPGF members and Turning Point listeners to combine the two. It will deepen your faith in God and also enhance your knowledge of God's word. Subscribe online. It shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. God's grace is on you this day. It shall speak loud for all to hear and see. This will not just be another day or another Sunday, but it shall be a special one. Yes, your day when God shall put a special perfume on you. God shall cause you to be recognized for blessing. Who is this? You have been praying and fasting for a particular thing to come. You even sow seed towards it, yet it has not yet happened. I prophesy, it shall drop for you now. It shall drop for you now. You shall not be helpless. Someone is listening to me now. It appears you are empty. No, you are not. A major help will drop for you soon. From unlikely sources and unlikely persons, it shall come. Everyone believing God for a major contract or a good job, a better job, or a neck-breaking sales, do this. Use your hand, clench your fist, and punch the air. Do it again. Punch the air. That miracle will drop for you as water drops from the sky. God will orchestrate something amazing for you and your family. Prayer works, but prayers plus giving works faster and works wonders. It's a spiritual thing. Do this again today. We did it before, and it brought so many testimonies. Add something to what you wish to give as an offering in the church today, either big or small. Top it up. Add something more that your heart tells you to do. Those that will not be in church, don't be left out. Take whatever seed comes to your mind. Sow it as a seed to enlarge God's kingdom here. Chat with +234 809 789 4000 to send you the commission's account details. Do as God lays in your heart. Then let's wait to see what will follow this obedience today. Greet people warmly as you meet them today or as they come to greet you. Throughout this week, you shall have reasons to smile all throughout in Jesus' name. June 16, celebrant your birthday prayers. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark June 16 yearly with joy, good health, utmost fulfillment, and blessedness. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to a 2-week and 1-day journey into knowledge and wisdom. We are starting this Sunday instead of tomorrow. Many people love the teaching week so much, but all the weeks are full of God's blessings. Send your new questions and situations to us now if you have not already done so. Let's start. First issue today, please kindly treat my matter urgently. My elder sister is always helping me without me asking for help because she's richer. I do also help her in my own little way. But her children called me a beggar because of the assistance from their mother. I reported to her, but she did not caution them. So I decided to stay away from them. When I lost my husband, she still came and did so many things for me and my children. Till now, I don't feel comfortable receiving help and things from her anymore. Please, what should I do? Wow. Thank you for sending this situation again. I think I have seen it once or twice, but time was not available to discuss it then. Thank you for being patient enough, resending it again. This is a lesson for all of us. I think your older sister, elder sister, is a good person, but the children are something else. Your grouse with her is that after reporting her children that she did not do something, she did not caution them. Well, she might have done something that you may not know. Although I begin to query how giving you things becomes a public issue, or does it include properties and immovable items like housing and cars? If that is what is happening, you might need to discuss that aspect with her again. Now, the ultimate, however, is that God will help you, that you grow to earn your own money. To all my listeners, nothing else is good as earning one's own income, sufficient enough to meet one's need and also overflow to others. You shall get there by the grace of God. Don't quarrel with your elder sister. I think the children are those ones that are just incorrigible. Next, good morning, Daddy. You did not pray over the communion in the last three consecutive weekend. Please tell us how to remind you so that you don't forget anymore. Wow. I thought I did yesterday, or did I not? Wow. Okay. I'll pay more attention to this. I have received loads of complaints. Do I call it protest on this issue? I will not forget again. Next. Good morning, sir. I have a question. In the process of buying a property, how can one avoid properties with wrong foundation, like burying or voodooism or charms in the ground and terrible things on the building structure, which the new buyer might not be aware of, except by God's intervention, sir? Wow. Buying properties with charms buried underground. Just as you said, God by his revelation do reveal such things. However, if that does not happen, children of God always want ministers of God or people to pray and hand over such properties to God before occupation. I have accompanied members to such several times. Even moving into a new office, people will want pastor to pray and anoint and dedicate the place. Dedication and handing over a building or a property, an office to God, is like switching on the light. Darkness vanishes. Exercise no fear. If there is no open revelation from God, anointing and dedication of the place to God is sufficient. No fear. It will have the same effect. Next, greetings, TPGF members. What is the potency of battle seed in kingdom endeavors? Wow. Like I said in the beginning today of our prayers, prayers works, but prayers plus givings works faster and wonders. We do not pay for God's blessings. We can't bribe God for his miracles. No, whatever we receive from God is by grace. But when you back up your prayers with sacrificial giving, you just met the divine law of seed and harvest. Oh yes, God takes delight when we make sacrifice to let his kingdom grow. Jesus Christ was God's sacrifice, was God's battle seed to redeem humanity. He gave us the example to follow. God cannot see sacrifice and turn away. Please back up your prayers with battle seed as we have taught it here. God did not just pray for us, he sacrificed Jesus. Jesus did not just pray for us, he sacrificed his life. The Holy Ghost did not just pray for us, he gave us his gift. Son Abraham did not just pray, he sacrificed Isaac. Solomon did not just pray, he sacrificed 1,000 bullocks. Jacob did not just pray, he built God a temple. I can go on and on. Battle seed takes the battle off your hand. Do it as much as your faith allows you to. It's a powerful thing. And since you started doing it, testimonies are pouring in. Now, Our Sunday service is just one service today, online or on ground, from 8 a.m. Join us real life or online via our YouTube and Facebook platforms. TPGF UK Conference is counting down. Just 5 days away, I'm arriving UK to teach, to preach, to pray, to impart, to anoint all TPGF members and Turning Point listeners and Living Twin Chapel members and all Pastor Femi Manuel's sons and daughters all over UK. Arrange your walk June 21 and 22. On Saturday, June 22, there shall be ministers' conference. So all ministers, all men and women of God in London, in UK and Europe, let's gather for a wonderful ministers' conference on Saturday, June 22, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Conference hall is almost filling up. TPGF members, Living Spring Chapel members in Nigeria, in Ghana, all over Africa and all over the world. You have your loved ones in London, in UK, in Europe, people you always send Turning Point to. Encourage them, mobilize them to attend this 2 days conference. It will bless them. I'm coming with anointed mantle. I'm coming with also a team of ministers from Nigeria. Two telephone lines to either send chat or SMS or make a call to register. Pastor Franklin, +44 7956 504 536, or Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7411 28401. Do so now. Don't compromise on your tithing. Tithing, personal and corporate tithing, that is tithe on the net profit of our business outfit, then battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, the seed of 666 we are doing this month. Tithing and seed sowing are things we are going to do as long as we live, and we are going to live up to 120 years. Don't compromise it. You contribute to the enlargement of the kingdom. And when you are part of the kingdom enlargement, God will not keep quiet on your matter. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will see the hand of God in another way. Pleasantness and enlargement and increase. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.